After facing two top 10 teams in FBS Auburn and FCS Kennesaw State, the Alabama State Hornets look to get back in the win column when they travel to Louisiana to face the winless Grambling State Tigers. Alabama State head coach Donald Hill Ely realizes that even though Grambling has yet to strike a mark in the win column so far this year, they still are considered the cream of the crop in the Southwestern Athletic Conference.
You know, it's Grambling. You know, they know how to win. I mean, you got a team that has won 25 consecutive conference games, has been either the winner of the national championship or runner-up. So they know how to win. And we're playing them for their season opener in Grambling. So, you know, with everything around that, we have to go in and play our game and eliminate the crowd. We have to get our guys ready to play and play mistake-free football where we're going in to be the champion.
The Tigers have traveled a similar road up to this point as the Hornets, facing two FBS opponents and a top FCS opponent in their first three contests. Both teams look to start off with a win in their conference openers. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. on Saturday, and the game will air live on ESPN3, and the broadcast can be heard right here on 90.7 FM WVAS. Derek Williams, WVAS News. The Youth in Action Kickoff Classic held their annual media day today right here on the campus of Alabama State University. All four participating schools were in attendance, giving their perspectives on the event and also sharing some of their goals for this upcoming football season. The head coaches from each program, along with some featured players and cheerleaders, were there to participate. Also in attendance were board members from the Youth in Action Foundation, giving some background of the organization and explaining the importance of this event.
I've been in an organization since 1995. The main thing is to give these kids a platform and provide them with exposure and, you know, provide a quality experience for them and push forward to the future to allow them to reach their goals.
The first game is Thursday night with the Jeff Davis Volunteers taking on the Carver Wolverines, and then Friday night the Lee Generals will clash with the Park Crossing Thunderbirds. Games start at 7 p.m. each night at Hornet Stadium right here on the campus of Alabama State University. Derek Williams, WVAS News. I sat down with ASU head football coach Donald Hill Ely this afternoon to get an update on this upcoming season and what we can expect from the Hornets.
I mean, it's like every ball coach got. We want to win a championship, so we have to put together a good quality program, good quality team that can go out and be competitive and victorious every week.
When asked about the quarterback competition, Coach Ely says he will carefully select a player.
We're using one guy, and if, you know, he... At whatever point, if we see where we can get an edge by using another, we'll use another. So last year we was in a whole different situation at that position trying to search to find someone to give the team a spark. So we used all, as they say, unloaded the clip. This year, DJ Pearson has stepped up, and he'll be our starting quarterback.
Stay tuned for more Alabama State football updates from Coach Ely. I'm Derek Williams, WVAS News.